An essential part of your business plan is choosing a type of financing suitable for your business. In the Netherlands, there are many types of financing, but which one do you choose? I will talk about this with René Kamphuis from the Netherlands Enterprise Agency, Gert-Jan Tienkamp, account manager at the crowdfunding platform Geld voor Elkaar, Roy Spit, director of credits, and Claudio Gerardi, owner of Fizzeria. Before we start our conversation, let's take a look at an overview first.
Are you looking for ways to finance your business? Consider the different possibilities and combinations. If you only approach one financing institution, e.g. a bank, then this party is unlikely to lend you the entire amount. The bank namely wants you to invest a part of your own capital, or find other investors, e.g. family, friends, an informal investor, an investment fund, or crowdfunding. By investing capital yourself, you can convince the bank to give you an additional loan. The government can also contribute, e.g. by guaranteeing financing or by bringing you into contact with suitable financing parties. Combining multiple ways of financing is called a financing mix. A financing mix will ensure that you find the most suitable investor for different parts of the total investment. With the financing mix, you can get the capital needed to execute your plans.
Welcome, Claudio Gerardi.
Hello.
How did you find out about the different types of financing?
At the beginning, I started to do some research on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked some friends and other people who were already running out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And also I received some info from the Chamber of the Commerce.
Okay.
When I registered myself in their company.
Okay, very good. And you've started your own business, Fizzeria, here in the Netherlands. Why here?
I work in the Horeca field since 10 years, and mm-hmm. I discovered different places in Italy and in Europe as well. I went in London before to be in the Netherlands, but I didn't like the English lifestyle. On a suggestion of a friend, I chose to came in Amsterdam in the 2015, and yeah, for me it was a nice surprise.
Okay.
To see that in the Netherlands the lifestyle, it's way better.
Oh yeah.
Than other countries that I already tried. So for me it was kind of also first love, if we can say like that.
Let's take a look at your company. Fizzeria and the way you finance it. We have a video to take a look at.
Okay, nice.
Nice, I'm curious.
Fizzeria is a new mobile catering concept and it works for private catering and events. This new concept brings pizza everywhere and for everybody. I'm Italian, I'm a pizza lover, and I know how real food tastes like. I started in 2017, this new concept. I was looking to build up an ecologic food truck, to build up a new catering service and build up the pizzeria. When I started the project, this special bike was still a prototype, so was not on the market. Luckily, I found it one day on the street and then I find the name of the company. The first steps was to calculate the cost for the entire project, and with some money saved on my own, I start to buy some machinery. I calculate that I need an extra budget for end up the structure. I wrote a business plan. I download credit form of the business plan, and when I did the login, credits gives to me all the necessary tools to build up a stable business plan and to do a right research. After some researches, I figured out that there were different ways on how to get my money. One was the bank way, the other one was the crowdfunding, and then the microfinancial. The first step was to asking around to people who were already running business some tips. Due to the fact that my budget was not that high, I chose for the microfinancing because it was the easiest and the fastest way to afford my money. I'm working as a freelance pizzaiolo and I'm developing a catering service and festivals. Moreover, I'm working to build up a new structure for the pizzeria and try to make it a franchising.
Royce Pitt, your company Credits believed in the idea of Claudio. Why?
I think Claudio really prepared himself. He went to the Chamber of Commerce. He had a viable business plan. He sent in the right documents. So he had a location scan of the Chamber of Commerce he made. So that was for us the first main step to meet him. So with all the documents, our loan advisor made an appointment with Claudio, and then we really thought, okay, this is the man who's baking pizzas. But we saw it in the film, so
yeah.
No doubt about that.
Claudio, are you already making a living with the pizzeria?
No, because pizzeria is still an ongoing prototype. We are on the last phases of the project. So in the meantime, I'm working as a freelance pizzaiolo. I'm doing some consultancy.
What's a pizzaiolo? It's very Italian.
Yeah, pizzaiolo, in Dutch you can say pizza baker.
So you're doing this job together with the pizzaiolo and the pizzeria together. So it's
Yes, let's say that the pizzeria is a project to follow. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost done to put the structure and the product on the market ready for other people. But in the meantime, yeah, I'm working as a pizzaiolo.
Oh, very good.
Like what I said. And I'm doing some consultancy on the side. And when I get opportunity to do some catering or events, I'm also in.
Thank you so much. Roy, I was wondering, your company is specialized in microfinance. Mm-hmm. What is microfinance?
Well, microfinance actually is we started in 2009 as a microfinance company, and that means we are a foundation. And as a foundation, we help entrepreneurs, starting and existing entrepreneurs, with loans up to €250,000. But microfinance is not only about loans, it's also about mentoring, supplying the right tools. For example, Claudio, who used our template to write a business plan, or e-learnings how to write a business plan. So microfinance is more than just a loan. It's all about mentoring, tools, and credit.
Okay. And what's the main difference between credits and the bank?
Well, the main difference is that we are a foundation. Mm-hmm. And for the banks, we have shareholders, and we talk a lot about shareholders' value, but shareholders are important for a bank, so profit is very important for a bank. Mm-hmm. And that makes it very hard for a bank to make these small loans profitable. Mm. And for us as a foundation, that's not our main target. Our main target is to help the entrepreneurs and to be sustainable. I think that's the main difference.
Okay. And Claudio, you chose microfinancing. Why did you think this was the best way for you?
I was looking to get a small amount of money. I also take a look into the crowdfunding process, but I thought that for a crowdfunding process, you need a bigger plan. Mm-hmm. And also the time for a crowdfunding process is way longer than what a microfinancing process can be.
Okay.
So then, yeah, I choose it for credit, because as what I told you, was the easiest and the fastest way to afford my money. Yeah.
Okay, well, you talked about crowdfunding. Gert-Jan, you know everything about crowdfunding. And is a concept like Claudio's pizzeria interesting for crowdfunding?
Yes, it is. It is. We have to make an appointment after the show.
Why not?
But yes, it sure is.
What are the basics of crowdfunding?
The basics are that you get small amounts of funding by a large amount of people. So, for example, if you need €25,000, we can get 100 people who all do €250, and then you get a large pot of money, and we can help entrepreneurs get that capital.
For what kind of companies is crowdfunding an option?
Well, it's suitable for all kind of enterprises, mm-hmm. but the most of the projects we do for small to medium-sized enterprises. Mm-hmm. It's essential that the entrepreneur has a good business plan and a decent track record. At crowdfunding, you have to convince investors to invest in your proposition. Mm-hmm. So that's the track record, and the business case has to be good. a lot of people think that crowdfunding is just a donation form or mm-hmm. for
is
social
it
projects. It is, but mm-hmm. you have multiple options.
Okay.
Because like 70% of all crowdfunding projects are socially related.
Mm-hmm.
But like 90% of the money invested in crowdfunding is for enterprises.
Okay, oh, I didn't know that. If you want to know if crowdfunding is suitable for your company, you're welcome to take the crowdfunding scan at business.gov.nl/crowdfunding. So, Roy and Gert-Jan, how do people, companies reach out to you?
I think most of the smaller enterprises just have a look on the internet, like mm-hmm. Claudio did.
Mm-hmm.
I think Google is your best friend when you
yes.
come to the Netherlands. And there you see multiple options. So I think it's a lot through the internet, but we see a lot of professionals helping startups, like accountants, bookkeepers, or other professionals or consultants, and they also have a great view of the alternative finance landscape. So they can also help you. But for the smaller amounts, we see a lot of people looking on the internet.
Okay, and how do you know if an idea is viable?
Well, that's a good question. We think that we have to meet Claudio to have a good
yes.
idea. But as I said before, it starts with sending in a viable business plan or the documents. Like Gert-Jan said, you know, you really need documents to get an ID if it's wise to visit the applicant. So it starts with sending in and really think through what you're sending in. We see that 40% of all the applications are without any documents.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And then you can be a good entrepreneur, but it doesn't help you to make the first main step and to have a visit from one of our loan officers. So.
Yeah. Gert-Jan. Crowdfunding as a means of financing is growing in stature. Do you have any idea why this is happening?
Well, the crowdfunding market really matured over the years. When we started with Geld voor Elkaar in 2011,
mm-hmm.
It was the first crowdfunding platform in the Netherlands, and it was all new for investors and for entrepreneurs. And now it's more known, and when banks offer low interest on savings, investors want to look for other options, low accessible, easy accessible options. And that's why investors like to invest in entrepreneurs. And for the entrepreneur, they look for capital, and we bring those two together.
Okay, and there are different types of crowdfunding, and which types are there exactly?
Well, I'll define four. Mm-hmm. It's you have the donation-based model, mm-hmm. like I said earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there's no reward for the investment you do. Then you have a reward-based model.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you get a T-shirt or a pen or a glass.
Yeah.
But also like Kickstarter, that you get the product for the investment you make. Then there's an equity-based. Mm-hmm. So for your investment, you get a share of the company or through a convertible loan.
Yeah.
And there's the loan-based model. And the loan-based model is, like it says, it's a mini loan which you helped an entrepreneur and you get repaid an interest for it.
Okay, and which type is used most often?
The last one.
Okay.
It's really clear and simple. For the investor, they know they get repaid and they get return on their investment, like interest. And the entrepreneur knows for the duration of the loan, I have to pay this amount every month on a monthly basis, including interest.
Okay, and is a combination of crowdfunding and microfinancing, is that common?
It happens. At the moment we go live with a project that is started with microfinance, and it has matured over the years, and now it's scaling up, and they come to us and we do a crowdfunding campaign.
Mm. I see you nodding, Roy. You agree?
Yeah,
with this?
Yeah, it is possible, but let us not make it too fancy, because there's also some difficulty in combining, and that's that we all want to have some collateral.
Mm.
And I think it's very hard to combine the same type of finance, like crowdfunding, banks, and credits.
Yeah.
Up to 250,000 euros. The smaller amount is harder than the bigger amounts to combine.
Okay.
We see a lot of combinations with other types of alternatives like When you talk about leasing or factoring, it's easier to combine different kind of alternatives than the same kind of alternatives, because then it comes to collateral, and we all want to have some collateral. So that
what Roy says is totally true about the collateral, but there are entrepreneurs who look for crowdfunding because there's a second advantage, and that's the marketing aspect of it.
Ah, of course.
Because every investor investing is a promoter for your company. If I invest $1,000 in a bakery, I will tell all my friends and family to buy a bread at that place.
Yes, of course.
So that's the marketing and publicity effect that a lot of entrepreneurs like about crowdfunding.
Mm, yeah.
And it works.
And what kind of loans does credits offer?
Right. Actually, we have three types of loans. It's quite easy. We have micro loans, it's up to 50,000 euros. Then we have SME loans for the medium enterprises, up to 250,000 euros. And we have a flexible loan. A flexible loan is more for working capital, and it's up to 25,000 euros. So these are the three types of loans we have.
Okay. And how does that work exactly?
To do an application or the type of loan?
Yes.
Yeah, the type. Well, we only have loans that you repay within between 1 and 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we also do mortgages, and these are up to 20 years. So if you want to buy a property for your business, that's also possible, then it's up to 20 years. That's also a branch very difficult for banks at the moment, properties for businesses. But most of our loans are about the repayment within 4 or 5 years. So that's the typical loan. I don't know what kind of loan you had, Claudio, but
I have the micro financing loan, and I will pay back the entire amount in 3 years.
3 years, yeah. And most of the times we have a grace period. You know, for the startups, it's better to only pay interest in the first 5 or 6 months, so then you can build up your and then you can build up your business, get some cash flow, and then you can pay it back 3, 4, 5 years, but only up to 10 years. The flexible loan, then you don't have a repayment, so within the 25,000 euros you can repay and you can withdraw.
Oh, so it's like sort of a bank account.
Exactly.
Okay, and how do you apply? Do you do it digitally or in person?
Yeah, well, we still get some post, but 99% of all the applications come through the internet.
You get some posts, actually.
Yes, we still get some posts.
There's real paper, yeah.
Real paper, yeah, exactly. But most of them come through the internet. So it's only 3-4 steps, you know. The preparation is everything. If you have the documents, within 5 minutes you can do an application. I think also it geldt voor elkaar. If you have the documents, it's not so hard to do an application.
Okay, and is it the same for crowdfunding?
Yeah, we are an online-based company, so it goes through our website, but we discover the possibilities by phone, by mail, or in person with an entrepreneur, or with an accountant or advisory, like Roy said earlier.
Yeah, but first you apply online.
Basically, it's online, and when the financing proposal is ready, we publish it online, and investors invest online.
I would like to involve Renee again. Welcome back, Renee.
Thank you.
And can the government offer help? Maybe like subsidize?
Yes, of course. We have a lot of financial instruments available for entrepreneurs. It's not always like crowdfunding or microcredits alone, but we offer a lot of instruments that fill in the gaps in the financial landscape. That's basically also the main goal of the government. And we also have a lot of subsidies in place to achieve some stimulation in the economy on certain points. Something that is very relevant at the moment is energy saving and new energy projects. And there are subsidies available for these investments.
And what are the conditions for getting a subsidy?
Well, they differ a lot because subsidies differ also in the goals that that they have to meet. But in general, you just have to fill in forms for a subsidy that describe where you are going to use the money for, and what the investment is going to be where you apply the subsidy for.
And what are the chief misunderstandings concerning subsidies?
Well, the biggest mistake that people have in their heads about subsidies is that they think that every financial instrument from the government is a subsidy.
Ah, it's not.
No, it's not. And it's even less than, for instance, 10 years ago, there are less and less subsidies available. And instead, you will find instruments like loans, like SME guarantees, where we provide a guarantee to a bank loan where there is not enough collateral for the bank. Mm. So in that case, we can provide the collateral that the bank needs to provide the loan. But we also have equity programs and proof of concept funding. We do a lot of different kind of instrumental projects.
Hmm. Well, I want to get back to Gert-Jan and Roy. What would you say are the risks, or, well, let me rephrase it, the pitfalls for entrepreneurs?
Well, I come back to the subject transparency. That's, mm-hmm. that's quite important, also in the plan. What mm-hmm. we see is a lot of entrepreneurs, most of them have only a best case scenario, mm-hmm. and that's very good because they are an entrepreneur and they apply for a loan because they think, you know, I really have this plan that it can only succeed. But reality is different, you know, anything can happen, illness, divorce. So also think about what will happen in a worst case scenario when turnover isn't that good or whatever, you know. Just think about it and write something about it in your plan. Do you have a partner with income? All these subjects are important for us as a finance institute to know how your reaction is when you get in trouble. So that's very important to know, and write it down in your business plan. Most applications don't have anything in their plan about this. So I really would recommend to do that. Yeah.
Good tip.
Thanks.
And did you think about pitfalls when you started your pizzeria?
Yes.
Yeah.
But luckily I have. Really nice job, because job as a pizzaiolo is well paid. So mm-hmm. in the case that my supposition will go on a bad way, I still got my job, and then I can pay back the loan.
Yeah, and you discuss this with credits as well when you ask for financing.
Yeah, of course.
And you wrote it in your business plan
as well. Yeah.
Totally. And you talked about it with the Chamber of Commerce, I saw, and you had a location scan, so you did quite some preparation.
Yes, I have to say that I received a lot of help from the phone assistant of credit and the Chamber of Commerce. Really, they helped me out a lot, and I just show off one question. They filled my brain with a lot of information, so yeah, it was really helpful.
Well, there is a question for you now to fill your brain with. What did you underestimate during the process? It's a viewer's question.
Yes, what I underestimate. I underestimate the fact that a good plan can save you time, and in business time or money. So I developed the project together with the job on the side. So, supposed to be back and restart again, mm-hmm. I will focus more on the planning of the whole project.
Okay, well, we have another question for you from a viewer. If you had to start the financing process again, what would you do differently?
First, an important point for me is to understand how to split the business from your private life. Mm. Because this for me was really a big problem at the end.
Okay.
Because when you start, for me it was anything new. Mm. So all my focus was on my project. And I understand that people might be annoyed that I were talking about my pizzeria always, anytime. And yeah, you can lose some friends.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Mm. But doesn't matter. That means that this friend was not really important.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for sharing your information with us.
You too.
Summing up, there are many possibilities to get funding depending on the kind of business you have and the amount of money you need. Know that you have to be able to give detailed information and you have to be able to pay back. Thanks again.